Oh my gosh, I was on such a dry spell. Every piece of music I was listening to, I was thinking, I don't know. I mean, not another one about love or, oh yeah,
Baby.
I this or I want that or you do this songs. It just
So
it
at what
really
point do
hit
you
me.
start to think of maybe it's me?
Well, I
Me.
do that a lot, and John Congleton, the producer, is the one who sort of instilled that in my head when he told us, when I don't like something, I think it's my fault, is what John Congleton once said to us.
If I'm hearing a bunch of stuff and I'm just not liking anything, I after a while I start to think, okay, I'm clearly not in the right frame of mind to be listening. But the opposite is true too, because I'll have stretches where I'm like, this is amazing, and I love everything that I'm listening to, and I think the law of averages, it just couldn't possibly be that much good music playing in my library.
I want something to be transportive, you know, and really take me out of the day to day. And that's really what I'm hoping for every time I hit a piece of music. Found a few today that takes care of that for me. So I've been levitating. And you?
Well, I have some stuff that definitely made me stop dead in my tracks
Good.
and my ears perked up. But I wouldn't say these are anything like big loud sounds, but just were arresting to me. And the first is a new, totally new discovery that I just made this week. The band is called White Horses, Whyte, White Horses, and they have this record called Empty Words that just came out. This is a musical project of this guy named Dom Thomas. He's from Manchester, and the music just has this, you'll immediately recognize it as sort of early 70s psych pop, just real summery and jangly. He's somebody, this guy Dom Thomas, he's somebody who says he doesn't really consider himself a musician. He says he considers himself more of a song or sound crafter or engineer, sort of like Brian Eno maybe, or maybe Phil Spector. And when you listen to the song I want to play, it's called Counting Down the Years, you can really hear the attention to detail and how carefully orchestrated this is. It's not contrived or too buttoned up. It's still very carefree, but very, very carefully crafted.
No!
Old school fade. I love them.
Yeah. It reminds me a little bit about, it reminds me a little bit of Gilbert O'Sullivan. You remember the song Alone Again, Naturally?
Yeah, it doesn't remind me of that. Keep going.
Maybe just in that it's, those lyrics are really sad to me in the second half of this song. And but the music is really upbeat, and that song, Alone Again, Naturally, is really the grimmest song. But it's so up-tempo and bouncy.
That's a good point. You know? And a heavy accent.
Yeah. You know, I'm not entirely sure what this song is about, counting down the years, and I may just be imprinting myself on it. But, you know, it seems very much a look at this mystery of life and what we make of it in our time here, and he's clearly looking back. And I feel like at the end there, he's singing, it's like he's singing to his parents.
So it's a guy singing.
It is a guy. Yeah, it is a guy. This is Dom Thomas. And I mean, that's my feeling anyway, that it's like he's singing to his parents, "Don't die yet, I still need you in my life, you know, hold on a little longer." Mm-hmm. But certainly something to the people that he needs in his life, or maybe feel like he's at risk of losing. This is a fantastic record. White Horses, it's called Empty Words. It's out now.
So this morning we're all greeted by some beautiful music here, a Tiny Desk concert from Krungbin. Krungbin is Krungbin. It's a Thai word that means like engine fly, or better, airplane might be the better word to say here. The group is composed of three people. The guitar player is Mark Spear, and he's sort of what you would think of as the equivalent of lead singer of a band, if this band had a lead singer, but it doesn't. Singing is very much a backgroundy thing in this group. And the bass player is Laura Lee, extraordinary bass player, and so is the drummer, an extraordinary musician, DJ Johnson. And this instrumental, mostly instrumental, trio makes music that is transporting. Honestly, when I saw them in Texas, I saw them last year at South by Southwest, I didn't know what to expect, and I was mesmerized by the influences. Sometimes they're Asian, sometimes the guitar playing sounds very North African to me, Middle Eastern at times. They really pull from so many different traditions, but they make it all their own. So I'm going to play from their 2018 album. They have a new album called Con Todo El Mundo. I'm going to play a song called Evan Finds the Third Room.
Yes. 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 Y
So that's Krungbin, and it's spelled Krungbin. Did I get that right? Did I get all the letters right?
I think so.
Yeah, good. Okay. The record, the album's called Con Todo el Mundo. Last night, I was driving home because I saw them in concert because they're in town and watched a show at Black Cat. And I'm driving home from Black Cat last night. I was driving by All Souls Church last night, and there were a bunch of people coming out, very effusive, I'd say. A lot of happy people out on the streets there as I'm driving by. And there was a punk concert that had happened there. Turnstile is a band I know that played there. And I'm driving and looking at people and stuff, and then I see this figure walking down the street, very tall man, blonde hair, with a big smile on his face, and I yelled at, "Hey, Lars, you want a ride?"
Yeah, and then you didn't give me a ride.
Well, I didn't give you a ride.
You waited until he got up to the car and then sped away. Yeah,
a little bit of a...
It's classic. Yeah, it's a classic.
Especially if you can burn the rubber. Yeah. And leave that. But anyway... How was it?
It was great. It was the first night of Damaged City Festival. It's a hardcore festival, and it's in its sixth year here in Washington, D.C. Completely DIY, no sponsors, no really big bands, mm-hmm. and it's just like a bunch of hardcore and punk bands that the organizers just love, and that's it. So we're taping this on a Friday, and so I still have three more nights of this.
Oh, wow.
So I go to Damaged City. There are certainly headliners like this year. You mentioned Turnstile, who came out with a fantastic record this year. Radioactivity is playing, Firewalker, Limp Wrist. These are kind of like the bigger names of the festival. But I always like to kind of go in blind. There are always like a bunch of names I don't know. And I don't want to know what they sound like until I get there. They will be hardcore or punk. Right. In some fashion, but I've always come away with like at least a handful of new bands that I've never heard of that I really love.
And this is from all over?
All over the country. Yeah. There are usually a few international bands sprinkled in. I think this year the band Lys from France is playing, and the Flex from the UK, who have played Damaged City, I think, twice already, but they're favorites. I just wanted to share with you one of the bands that I saw from Thursday night.
Who?
This is a band called Abuse of Power. I bought their cassette.
Is it Abusive Power or Abuse of?
Abuse of Power. They're a young band from Atlanta, and I actually bought the cassette, brought it in. Here, you can listen to me open it up. And I just wanted to play you a song called View of the Few.
Yeah, Robin, yeah. Calm down. Well, not again.
I was just bobbing my head and saying, yes, yes.
This is the cassette, if you don't have, you can get it on Bandcamp digitally,
it's right? On Bandcamp. It's called Abuse of Power. The song is View of the Few. And I'm going to have a little wrap-up of Damage City Festival on the blog where I'll write up like five or six discoveries from the festival.
That's fantastic.
I wish I had the physical stamina to go to that with you. I think I'd just leave beaten and limping away from the whole thing.
Yeah, you seem to attract the elbows and stuff. So
I tend to stand on the periphery of the mosh pit. I don't really get into the mosh pit.
I've been accidentally swept up a couple times and it never goes well.
I was wondering, actually, this is a good question for you, which is, like, over the years, has the mosh pit changed? Has people's behavior changed? Or is the mix of people different? Or is it, you know?
Yeah, the awesome thing about watching this festival in particular grow is that the kinds of people that come to the festival has changed. When it first started out, a lot of the bands and a lot of the audiences predominantly look like me. They look like white dudes who have been listening to hardcore and metal their whole lives. But that has changed so much. And just even at the Turnstile show last night for the record release, so many different kinds of people were there. It was a lot younger. It was a lot browner and blacker than I've ever seen it in years previous. There are a lot more women and non-conforming people in the audience. And it felt like, really, like, this is what punk is to me. And so to actually see it in practice, instead of just like somebody staying from the stage, that's what it's supposed to be.
And the pit itself?
The pit itself, I'm not actually in it, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, but you can see.
But yes, there are lots of different kinds of people like throwing up and in there. And people bringing their kids, and I even saw some,
toss your kid in the...
Yeah.
I'm imagining taking my three-year-old. Yeah. Now get in there!
There was definitely... Have a good time. There was a dad with, his three-year-old kid up in the balcony. Oh. It was great.
Now, Bob, you asked that question, now I'm, dying to know. I want, a history of the mosh pit.
I can't imagine that the politics of even just the way people interact with one another
hasn't changed. I suppose it depends on what kind of show you're at. At a punk and hardcore shows, people are pretty respectful, at least here in DC. I don't know how it is elsewhere. Sometimes when Boston hardcore bands come down here and they bring their crew, they get a little bit more rowdy.
and in at South by Southwest, where I don't remember the bands that I saw, but there were a few times a pit formed. And in the mosh pit, it looked like it could have been about 1981. It was all male. It was fairly aggressive. And I thought, boy, I would have hoped it'd just be different. South by Southwest is a real conglomeration of people, so I'm not down on.
I'm not talking about
this is Austin. This is not the Austin behavior. This is just
people from everywhere and people who don't necessarily listen to that music all the time are different. Yeah, but Damage City definitely attracts a core group of people that really care about each other, and if somebody falls down, everybody makes space.
That's awesome. Before you go, Mr. Lors, you put an animated video on the site this week by an artist named Beatrice Deer, D-E-E-R, and it was a fascinating song called Fox, was it?
Fox, yes. And Beatrice Deer is a musician based out of Montreal, and she originally comes from a very small northern Quebec.
Yeah, very, very northern.
Yeah, and she's half Inuk, half Mohawk, and she weaves in a lot of folk tales into songs about meaning of life and, you know, things that you normally write songs about. But I've been a little obsessed with her music, and we premiered this beautiful video that's about an Inuit folktale, and I highly recommend everybody watch it. It really stressed to me how important it is who tells the story, because she sings this beautiful song about this folktale, and the animated video was produced by an Inuit company. And it's a very beautiful film, and this comes from an older EP of hers, also called Fox, but she has a new record coming out.
That's right, and that's what I was listening to. So I was listening to this song by Beatrice Deer. It's a song that tells the story of a man who doesn't age. He travels the world with his wife, and when they return, they find their children have all grown. And it's this beautiful parable. It's from this new album that's not out yet, comes out in May, called My All to You. Beatrice Dear. The band on this song by Beatrice Dear includes folks that we know, and we've played on our show before for sure, Stars, band members of the band Stars, members of the band Land of Talk, members of the band Timber Tambor, and Leif Vollenbach, Bar Brothers.
And you can certainly hear their, like, the Montreal scene's influence on the songs on this record, but the thing that really distinguishes Beatrice, I think, from that scene is the way she approaches her songwriting. She writes a song based on the language that makes sense for it. So she sings in French, she sings in English, she sings in her native tongue. There's also some throat singing woven throughout the record that's right. Very beautiful and very raw, and it is seamlessly integrated into the whole thing.
Awesome. I think that record comes out around May 11th. Beatrice Dear is the artist. Thanks, Lars.
Thanks, guys.
Want to take a break?
Yeah, Milton? Let's do it. Let's take a short break.
You sure?
Yeah, just a quickie. Okay.
Support for NPR and the following message come from the NPR Wine Club. Did you know that NPR Wine Club has a wine inspired by All Things Considered? Learn the stories behind each one and enjoy unique bottles inspired by your favorite NPR shows, all with the convenience of home delivery. A special welcome offer includes a bottle of Weekend Edition Cabernet Sauvignon. If you're 21 years or older, join in the fun at nprwineclub.org/allsong. Support also comes from Untuck It. If you're wondering whether your shirt is too long to wear untucked, it probably is. Finding a shirt that looks great untucked has been one of the biggest problems in men's fashion for years. Untuckit.com has solved this problem by making shirts designed to be worn untucked. Untuck It shirts are designed to fall at the perfect length, and the right length means the right look. So visit untuckit.com and use code SONGS for 20% off, because the right shirt will make all the difference.
I have one more song I want to play, and it's by the artist Ari Rohr. Ari Rohr. This is another recent discovery for me, and I think it fits really well with the first thing I played, White Horses. His real name is Caleb Campbell. He's from Dallas. He writes and records as Ari Rohr. A very similar vibe to White Horses, though maybe not as heavily orchestrated, but feels like it's straight out of that same period. So Caleb Campbell says that when he was a little kid, he used to suffer from panic attacks. And then when he was 18, he had surgery to correct his scoliosis, and it was a really hard recovery. He had to learn how to walk again and how to play music again. And his new record that he has done since then is called Calm Down, Calm Down. And the song I want to play from it is Don't Have a Fit. It's just this really quick little hit, Don't Have a Fit. There's at least four change-ups in that song, and it's less than 2 minutes. That's this whole record. There are 15 songs on this record, and the whole album's 27 minutes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I remember when we listened to our batch of songs from South by Southwest, there were two Ari Rohr songs there, and I quite liked them.
Yeah.
Too.
He says, Ari Rohr, who his real name's Caleb Campbell, he says that he wrote this song about moving around the country a bit, and he says, I'm quoting him here, he says, "To me, it's about confronting anxiety, how it can be exacerbated by going full steam for too long. I remember having a moment while recording it where I felt like it wasn't going to make the cut. It was one of those moments in a project where you step back and wonder if it's all really worth the effort, where the self-doubt really starts to enter your mind. But then I added drums to the track, and it all just melted away. It gave me a new burst of confidence going into the other songs on the record." It's a really wonderful little album, Calm Down. It is out May 25th on Bella Union, one of my favorite discoveries so far this year.
I'm going to play a piece of music that's going to be your favorite piece of music from April.
I don't know, man. I've heard some really good stuff.
I know, but you know.
But you have my attention.
Okay,
you have my attention.
Let's do this. The most beautiful piece of music in
April. All right.
It's from Ólafur Arnalds, who I know you love.
I do.
Great piano player from Iceland, composer.
You're off to a good start.
Yeah.
Keep going.
He's been working on this music software with a partner, and this music software, when you play a note on your piano, a real piano, not an electronic piano, but it detects what you've played. So let's say Ólafur plays a C on his piano. Well, he has two other pianos in the room that listen to what he plays and then through an algorithm play something in response, but immediately. And so he's been using this, Oliver Arnold has been using this as a compositional tool. What he's getting from it is taking him in directions that he never would go. Mm-hmm. And this piece of music that I'm going to play, the 6 minute plus piece of music I'm going to play for you, is extraordinary.
Well, it's really interesting because one way to look at machines like this that help us make music is to say, well, it's a cop-out, right? You're not really, the machines are doing the heavy lifting here. But like you said, it can also, you're playing with this alternate imagination.
Right.
Right? You know,
and I mean, it is like playing with other musicians in one way.
Yeah.
But even other musicians, we all have this baggage, which is for the good or the bad of it, that we will reach for in improvisation. And this just like, maybe it's like playing music with someone from, if not another planet, at least another world.
Right.
With a different language.
Yeah.
And a different reaction to what you do.
I like that.
So I'm going to play this piece of music. It's called Remember from Oliver Arnold's R-E-member. And this is it. There's not an album right now. There's not anything else. It's a song and a incredible looking video, which you all will watch, which we'll put up online. And we'll go out on this. It's been a good day because I heard great music you played.
Great music, yeah.
Lars played something punky that I liked. And
it's out there.
Yeah.
If you're willing to work, Bob, if you're willing to put in the time,
I think you can.
you might find something. Yeah.
Yeah, a few thousand videos and yeah.
Right, more on that later.
I can do that. Okay, so let's go out on this. Oliver Arnold, thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. Thank you.